had a historic opportunity here with the greatest number of world leaders coming together as has ever happened in history. And the 60th anniversary of the United Nations, there was an incredible moment to set a new course for international relations, for the world community to function, for international legal order. That opportunity has been lost. You have had mainly one government, the United States, under the Bush administration, represented by John Bolton, derailing a process that has been underway for quite some time now. So if you look at the document, you see that the International Criminal Court, for example, although you have had 144 countries agreeing to support an International Criminal Court, although you have had this court being used in the case of Sudan and Darfur, where genocide has taken place, references to the International Criminal Court completely deleted from the document.
Well, let me ask you about some of the things that you brought up. First, looking at the criminal court. Now, of course, the U.S. was among the first to call the situation in Darfur genocide, but it was very concerned about how the criminal court would work. And many critics of the criminal court say it is an attempt by other countries to try to redirect or try to control U.S. foreign policy through a U.N. institution, more or less.
1 year ago today, George Bush used the term genocide. He called it a genocide, and he did nothing. Other than call it a genocide, there was no action from the U.S. to help protect civilians. What we're saying is there are opportunities for the world community to do something, to protect lives, to protect civilians when there are crises at the scale of the Darfur. It is not that the world community is trying to dictate U.S. foreign policy. It is that as a world, we have to set forward priorities, and our priorities must be people.
Of course, the administration would say the United States is the most generous country in the world when it comes to giving aid, especially in emergencies, that it is number one there. You talk to many of the U.N. agencies, and who is the top donor? It's often the United States. On top of that, what about Ambassador Bolton really not getting everything he wanted, such as he couldn't get the provision urging states to halt the transfer of the world's deadliest weapons to terrorists, had some problems with that, and also I think measures, according to the Washington Post, intended to expand the Secretary General's authority over hiring and to strengthen the oversight of UN finances.
Let's be clear, 35 years ago, the countries of the world agreed that to help balance out the economies of the world, to stabilize the world economy, the rich countries would give a certain proportion of their budgets to help lift the poorer countries to a better condition, to a better standard of living. That number that was put forward 35 years ago is 0.7%. Even less than 1% of their budget would go towards assisting developing countries. Today, if you look at the numbers, if you look at the percentages, it is quite clear. First, there are only 5 countries that have held their promise since 35 years ago. And the United States is the least generous of all the wealthy nations. The United States gives as a proportion of its budget lower than any country in the world. The U.S. has again been intransigent and saying that, you know, it is doing all that it can to advance world stability by pursuing its global war on terror. Well, the real terror is the terror in people's lives as they face starvation, as they face crimes and violations of human rights. So that's the first question. And on the second question, in terms of John Bolton and the assertions that were being made by the Bush administration, if you look at the priorities of the Bush administration, it has been so narrowly defined in a way that has advanced militarism, advanced a militaristic view of a secure world. Whereas if you reach out and engage with the world in a holistic way, in a way that is engaging, in a kind of fair-handed way with countries throughout the world, will end up taking a different perspective of the United States.